What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 81 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about how Aston Martin is yet again keeping the manual transmission alive. Thank God. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is at this moment we will bow our heads to the Aston Martin gods and praise them as they're doing everything they can to keep the manual transmission alive. Coming and expected to be in the 2022 Aston Martin Vanquish, the brand new Vanquish that's coming out. There is the rumor coming from Aston Martin, actually, that they will be fitting that Vanquish with not only, of course, an automatic dual clutch transmission, but what we think is to be the 7-speed dogleg manual transmission from the recent AMR Vantage that recently came out. I actually have a quote here from the CEO, Mr. Andy Palmer, that he says that I want to be the last manufacturer in the world to offer a manual sports car, and I want to honor that commitment. And that's something I've said it before and several times throughout this podcast is I absolutely love manual cars. I know if you want to go drag racing, you need an automatic. If you want to go around the track, you know, you need that sequential gearbox, the paddle shifters, as, you know, some people like to call them. In regards to a racing aspect, automatics just nowadays, how quick they can shift, how fast these computers can shift that transmission, no human can shift that fast manually. But kind of from like a car enthusiast standpoint, manuals, you feel the car, you feel the road, you get to have fun, you get to bang through the gears, you get to operate that clutch. It's just a fun kind of thing. So whenever manufacturers keep these cars around, keeping these manual transmissions around, it's something I've absolutely fallen in love with. Now, getting to the upcoming car itself that's going to be featuring this manual transmission, the 2022 Vanquish. If everything I've seen and read and heard about is true, it's actually going to have a similar engine, if not actually the same one, from Aston Martin's upcoming newest baby hypercar, the Valhalla, which means it's going to be a twin turbocharged 3-liter V6 with hybrid and battery assistance. In regards to price, we're looking at the 450 mark. If everything I've seen is correct, that 450 mark, or 450,000, that is not $450, is going to be where it's going to be priced at. Now, what that means is in that sort of price range and kind of how they're looking at fitting this car is that it's going to be competing with the McLaren 720S and the Ferrari F8 Tributo. Now, what does that mean in particular? Let's very quickly take a look at the specs of those two vehicles. Starting off with the McLaren 720S, talking about a brand new one, you know, this is 2020. It's going to have 710 horsepower and 568 foot-pounds of torque. The top speed is 212 miles per hour and its 0 to 60 time is 2.9 seconds. Obviously, blisteringly quick, okay? The Ferrari F8 Tributo, on the other hand, has basically the same specs, 720 horsepower compared to McLaren 710, and 568 foot-pounds of torque, as the McLaren did, the 720S. Top speed is at 211, where the 720S is at 212, and the 0 to 60 is, again, the same as the 720S, 2.9 seconds. So how interesting would that be if at the McLaren 720, the Ferrari's, 710, the Ferrari's 720, what if Aston Martin put 715 in the middle? That'd be kind of interesting. But point being about this is if they're looking to compete with these two other vehicles, I think they might have to transition their focus just a little bit. Here's why, because I've always known Aston Martin, and I think this is a fair assumption to say, is they're a GT car, which is what they are. They make GT cars. They're cars that are extremely comfortable, but they're usable. You have trunk space with them. You can take them on long trips, and they have the power when you want them. That's why 007 uses them, because they're actually usable. Compared to maybe some of these more supercar-focused cars that aren't as practical, but they are extremely fast. But you maybe can't drive them, you know, 10 hours a day, you might feel a little bit uncomfortable. Your back might hurt a little bit. I think if they want to make this upcoming Vanquish more of a competitor, they might have to get away a little bit from that GT aspect and make it more supercar-like. But I don't know. That's just me. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But ladies and gentlemen, that's actually all we got for episode number 81, talking about how Aston Martin is, again, let's praise them, saving the manual transmission with their 2022 Vanquish that's coming out. Now, that concludes today's number episode. Don't forget to follow on Instagram. Don't forget to like on Facebook. If you guys are checking out the YouTube channel for the first time, or if you're just listening on the podcast, feel free to head over to the YouTube channel. Feel free to browse. If you see what you like, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you guys ever need anything from me, just go ahead and shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget, if you guys are looking for your favorite hat or shirt or jacket, sweater, accessory from your favorite car brand, go ahead and check out the link in description, www.tog.com. I got a coupon code for you guys to get your hands on the best authentic brand merchandise. Last but not least, don't forget to tune into the next episode, episode number 82. We're going to be talking about the brand new De Tomaso P72 and their return to the automotive world. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.